the Atlanta Hawks tip off the season tonight against the Brooklyn Nets. And, of course, the pregame show starts at 7 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. And then tip at 7:30.
I'm ready. I'm ready, man. I got a number of questions about what the Hawks will be this year, how things will end up lining up. I mean, what does the split look like between DeAndre Hunter and Zach Rizashay? What does it look like with Dyson Daniels? When Trey is off the court, who's handling the ball? I know Kobe Bufkin's got an injury. How does Jalen Johnson look in this kind of, you know, obviously just got paid a ton of money. What does the center position look like? I don't know. Like, I think the Hawks do a pretty good job of kind of keeping things to themselves when it comes to looking out towards the season. And hopefully we'll get some answers to those questions tonight. I know it's a moving target, but I'm excited to see those guys take the floor.
Yeah, it's going to be – it's finally Trey's team. It's finally Trey Young's team. You know, he obviously John Collins and him and then what became a riff or whatever you want to make of that. And then you get DeJounte Murray comes in, and DeJounte has been very public with talking. He even said the other day that he just got kind of put in the corner during games and when Trey was on the floor. So it's finally Trey's team, and I think it's his moment to make it to prove that it's his team, right?
It's just,
to
yeah.
show that he's the leader and show, hey, this is ours. And you could see some of the stuff in media day that they've put out, and then he's been around and he's got Rizashay and Jalen and DeAndre Hunter to a much lesser extent. It's finally his team. So I'm really excited to see how Trey takes over as the one true leader on this team.
Yeah, I agree. And he honestly, with some of the stuff the Hawks have been putting out and listening to him throughout this preseason, he seems comfortable with the fact that it's his team. And I think
he seems
knows
more engaged. I feel like he's more engaged as the leader role. I'm not saying overall. I just feel like he talks and sounds like someone that understands that it's his team and has the confidence that it's his team. It just feels like an engaged leader. And I honestly can't say that I always felt like he had that kind of vibe.
Yeah,
the vibe that he was a leader.
Look at you pulling out the word vibe. I love that. Yeah, I don't know if he's had that vibe either.
All right, well, as we asked you before we went to break in the last segment, the question is, what do you anticipate for the Hawks season this year? You can give us your outlook by calling us at 404-726-0929. This is the wake-up call. We go to the lines. We have Philip in Morgan County. Good morning, Philip.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all doing today?
What's up, buddy?
I haven't called in a while. I want to hit a few different points real quick and get off the line and let y'all talk about it. First off, a couple of weeks ago, Tiffany said she had nobody in her corner. That hurt me bad, so I had to get that knife pulled out between my shoulder blade. That's
oh
why
my gosh,
I'm not
Phil, I didn't mean you.
No, she did. No. She did, Phil. She did. That's
okay.
It hurt,
I'm just saying.
Phil, sometimes people don't know what they have till they lose it. So yeah. I'm so glad you're back, and I realize my ways.
She paved paradise, put up a parking lot. You know what I mean?
So I had to heal up a little bit. I guess Tiff's tribe is trying to represent again, even though I'm lame.
Thank you. Thank you. You're the only one. Thank you.
The other thing is, I'd like y'all to ask Mike Conte if Rob Valentino has done enough to get to become the head coach of Atlanta United.
It's a good question.
I'd like to know how many drop passes Carson Beck has thrown through the season, because I think that has affected his overall confidence. I think Trae Young is just matured. He's just gotten a little older, and it's time for him to be a little bit more stable and engaged. That's the word y'all used a few minutes ago. I think that's the best word.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good day, and I'll let you discuss.
We
Thanks.
Appreciate you.
Good
Thanks,
call.
Phil. I will say this.
Covered a number of topics.
I heard Conte ask that very question yesterday on Dukes and Bell, and he said that he was, you know, obviously didn't know he was pulling for Rob Valentino, but in that I think his feeling was that it needed to be a deep playoff run for Valentino. In fact, going into last night's game, he was 10-10-10 in his second time as far as interim overall. So the first time he was the interim in 21 for Heinsohn, and then this year, his overall record going into last night, so now it's 11-10-10. That's to, 31 games? What was the other one? He had something else about.
Yes, but he talked about the Hawks. He talked about Carson Beck's drops.
Oh, Carson Beck. He had five or six in Saturday night alone, Mike. And yeah, I think the one with, and the one with Arian Smith to start the Alabama game, I thought completely changed the game.
Yeah. I know that he's had a bunch of them. And we've talked about it, dude. His playmakers are not who they used to be right now. But I don't know that he's that guy that we saw last year. Maybe that's because he's pressing. The other thing, his point about Trey growing and maturing and becoming older, that's exactly what my thought was. You and I this morning were having this conversation. He's matured. He's grown. He's just older. Sometimes we forget how young some of these guys are when they come into these leagues, into these leadership roles. This entire franchise and city is looking at him. The conversation that the Hawks media put out that Trey Young was having with Zachary Riis-Ashay actually on the sideline of the Falcons game, I thought was really cool insight. Both those guys are kind of mic'd up, and Trey's like, look, it's a basketball city when we're good. This, you know, these guys will have your back. And obviously the Falcons game is you know, off the rails that night against the Chiefs. But I thought that was an awesome conversation, and that was a little bit of insight into how Trey feels about this city and about, you know, kind of leading Zachary Riis-Ashay.
It's given me new optimism, Trey and this team. I mean, I've been critical at times, but it's given me a lot of hope and optimism starting the season.
All right, we go to Coleman and Winder. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Fellow Swedillion here, Sir Swed.
Hi, sir. Oh, how you doing, sir?
Yes, sir. Great. Yeah, like you just said, Bo, I'm excited to see, you know, we just added Link. With Riis-Ashay alone, adding Link to compete with Boston because they're all tall and to get deeper on the bench. Mm. I'm also excited, like you, Mike, because I'm going to watch it tonight, and I think that they're going to do really good, and I have high expectations for them. I see Eastern Conference Finals, maybe, you know.
My Let's go.
That's what I said. But y'all do a good job, and I like listening to y'all every day. Keep it up.
I appreciate
y'all.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Appreciate
good call.
That.
I mean,
what a nice person.
And that's been the theme, right? I'm ready to be hurt again. I hope I'm not hurt. And I think that, listen, if we're talking about the Eastern Conference Finals, I ain't going to be hurt about that at all. You know, you talk about championship runs, just a step in the right direction in terms of all the injuries you had last year, what you were the year before, all the moves you made, addition by subtraction, all that stuff. I just think that this is a team it's going to be a little bit of a sleeper, man, primed to kind of make some moves and move in the right direction. See it all. Quinn's system's finally developed. This is finally Trey's team. You have some length and a guy that can set the three. You got some defense possibly at the two. Like, I want to see it all come together and this recipe start to cook a little bit.
I think the one thing you can say about Quinn Snyder is he gives young players belief in themselves. Talked about that the other day when he got his contract was, it might have been yesterday, but when his contract gets done and then he talks about it, you know, it was a turning point getting Quinn Snyder in here. So now it's time to see it pay off.
Let's go.